We're going to stay in Reno now for our next story about drones. UPS is the first company to win government approval to operate a nationwide fleet of drones to deliver packages at medical campuses across the country, moving it one step closer to making deliveries directly to consumers. There are a lot of regulatory obstacles to move through before UPS or any other operators can fill the skies with drones carrying things to your doorstep, which raises the question, how do you keep these flying machines from flying into each other? Or worse? Noah Glick from member station KUNR reports.
Thank you. I'm standing in the old historic post office building in downtown Reno, Nevada. A department store is now taking up the first floor, and upstairs there's a makeshift command center. It's the drone world's version of an air traffic control tower.
It's a secure facility. You can't get up there unless you have secure access.
That's Chris Wallach. He heads up the Nevada Institute for Autonomous Systems. It's an official drone testing partner with the Federal Aviation Administration. Today, Wallach is leading a variety of drone test flight missions.
So on this display here, this is the picture of the drone radar. So it picks up all the drones that are flying here.
Right now, drone users, including hobbyists, already have an air traffic system where they get approval before flying. But it's limited. Pilots must be able to see their drones at all times and can only operate them during daylight and not over people. Wallach and his team are working with NASA, the FAA, and private industry to develop a new platform to allow pilots to fly their drones out of their line of sight autonomously. That's something the Amazons of the world want.
We got to bring our weather sensors up to get what we're showing in this area here.
Pointing to the screen, Wallach tells me this is the first time this system has been tested in urban environments. That's a big deal.
And we have multiple drones stacked up on different airspace segments, flying on top of each other in their own designated airspace.
In one test, a drone takes off from the roof of Reno City Hall and lands on a neighboring parking garage. In another, multiple drones fly simultaneously. The entire time, these machines are communicating back and forth with the system automatically.
This is kind of like the turning point for evolving the air traffic control network.
This project, known as the UTM system, will be for autonomous drones used by the military, government, and businesses. Ron Johnson is the project manager.
Right now, the idea is that pilots would upload a proposed flight plan. And as many pilots do this, the automatic system that we're developing will take in those proposed flight plans and make sure they don't conflict with anybody.
NASA estimates that 700,000 drones will be in the airspace by next year. Johnson says that's just too many for the FAA's current traffic management system to handle. He says the UTM system will be more automated and offer better insights.
The system will be able to provide information about who is flying. So if the John Q. Public's out there and they see a drone flying, the idea is that they would be able to go to an app or something like that and punch in some type of information about where they're located, what's going on right now, and they would be able to see a list of whose drone that is.
That sounds fun, but the bottom line of this project is safety. Jay Merkel is with the FAA arm of the UTM project.
We're about to introduce a notice of proposed rulemaking to require all drones to have essentially a license plate number that local law enforcement could look up your license plate, determine who the operator is, and get in contact with that person quickly.
And Merkel says that could deter people from flying drones where they shouldn't fly them. This UTM system will eventually connect to other platforms, giving air traffic controllers a full picture of what's in the airspace. And as automated drones take to the skies beyond where their pilots can physically see them, Merkel says the machines need to be able to have some way to avoid running into buildings, power lines, or other drones.
So increasingly, we're looking at what technologies can replace the human doing that see and avoid function and ensure that that drone can stay out of the way of manned aircraft.
NASA is scheduled to finish developing the UTM platform later this year after more urban testing. The system will then go to the FAA for implementation, which Merkel says will get rolled out over time. For Here and Now, I'm Noah Glick.
And Noah's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau.